Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today I'm bringing to you part four of a five-part series entitled Prepare, with today's message specifically entitled Be Courageous, based off of Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. So let us dive into the Word today. Excuse me. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Last week was Mary's week. However, this week, as we talk about love, we will take a minute to pause and contemplate Mary. In fact, God invites us to face the unknown with courage like Mary did. So, obviously, life is full of uncertainty. Right now, our church is going through an uncertain time. And as a pastor in the pandemic, do you want to talk about an uncertain time? The pandemic was a very uncertain time where things were unfolding, and I just had to put one foot in step of the other and take steps. I had to deal with people who thought we should stay shut indefinitely. I had to deal with people who thought we shouldn't shut at all. I had to deal with everybody in between. Then there was the political upheaval that happened in 2020 and 2021, 2022, 2023. I mean, has it ended, right? And pastors were expected to face this, and we didn't know what the next moment was going to bring, let alone the next day, the next week, the next year. Life is full of uncertainty. It's the only thing that's certain. We are constantly presented with situations where we must move forward in spite of or alongside of our uncertainties. In this passage, there is a movement from fear and confusion, which we see in verse 29, to being inquisitive and curious in verse 34, to being conversational, open, and courageous in verses 35 through 38. Sometimes we may think of acceptance as a passive response to whatever is happening, no matter how challenging, strange, or scary. But Mary shows how acceptance is an active response, a process, and a choice. While Mary does not fully know the details of how saying, "Here I am," will impact her whole life, she courageously says yes anyway. I want you to notice how there is an interplay between trust and courage. It takes trust to be courageous. It takes courage to trust in the face of uncertainty. We see Mary working out this relationship between trust and courage in her conversation with Gabriel. So let's pause to think, let's pause to consider what kind of relationship Mary must have had with God before this event that would have prepared her to respond as she did to Gabriel, or even to recognize him for what he was. She could have just seen him as a regular dude and slapped him and walked away, you know? There's been some preparation for this in the type of life that Mary has lived. Even so, nothing could have really prepared Mary for something like this except God's grace and provision. Friends, as we prepare for Jesus, for what is next in our lives, we, like Mary, may need to be open to the ways that God will show up unexpectedly and look for God's grace and provision even as we face uncertainty. Consider, for example, how Gabriel tells Mary about Elizabeth's pregnancy, assuring her that she will not be alone in this time of difficulty. Maybe Mary goes and visits Elizabeth in some ways to get assurance that these things are true. I mean, she said yes, she believes, but who knows? And if they are true, maybe being at Elizabeth's house would be better than showing up, you know, or developing a baby and growing pregnant in front of your whole community. But regardless, the angel comes and tells Mary not to be afraid. But the angel's going to deliver news that would cause her and anybody else to be very afraid. But the angel comes and tells Mary not to be afraid and that she has found favor with God. And that is a message for us too. Our encounters with God invite us out of fear and to trust that we are favored. That invitation and trust, my friends, that invitation and trust are the foundation for the courage we need to face what is uncertain. Hear and remember that God favors you now, through the holidays, and always. What would it look like if you were to truly embrace the fact that you are favored by God? What kind of courage would that give you? Let me remind you of the difference between being favored and favoritism. Favoritism implies that God might despise or reject others while God loves you. But when we are favored by God, we are also called to use what God gives us for the benefit of others. Yes, we are blessed, but we are blessed to be a blessing. So what would it look like for our church to be a place where each person comes and learns that they are favored by God? Let's think of, for instance, the United Methodist Church of all people in Columbus, Ohio. The church was started around what is known as the Free Store. The Free Store was a concept that came out of a desire to restore dignity back to people in need. Similar to Benny's Bodega in Newton, where those in need enter a relationship with the people at the store, all the while getting what they need for free. Many of those people who received wanted to give back and started helping out. And over time, there quickly became a need for a church where people were not only coming to get their physical needs, but their spiritual needs were met as well. And the pastor, Reverend John Edgar, built this church upon what he calls the economy of God's abundance and asset-based ministry assessment. In other words, they assessed the assets in their community and visioned how God was calling them to make the community stronger through investing in those assets, as well as getting the city of Columbus to do so as well. If you look at the church today, it is a church that is made up of every race, gender, sexual orientation, social and economic status. It is truly a church for all people. Friends, This kind of connection both takes courage and trust in a world that would have us fragmented, and it can give us courage to face the uncertainties that we will inevitably face. I'm not saying that our church will look like their church, but if we continue to dream big and put our faith and trust in God, there is no telling what God will do in and through us. Amen? Amen. Let us now get to work dreaming big and serving our Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you and praise you for inspiring us, but also challenging us to put our trust and our faith in you. And once we do that, Lord, we will have the power through you to move mountains, let alone build kingdoms. Help us to be like Mary and to find our trust and our faith in you, so that we too may answer, "Here I am, send me." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you are getting something that you need this morning on this Christmas Eve. Of course, tune in at 8 p.m. this evening. You will, at 8 p.m., be able to tune in and listen to the Christmas Eve message this evening. So with that said, and that message, of course, is entitled Go. So with that said, I am going to let you go, but remember that you are richly blessed to be a blessing to others. Go in peace.